for you, I'm reminded of the story of the guest preacher that came to the church. He didn't have very many opportunities to speak because he changed his job, and he saw this as a wonderful opportunity to talk to folks, and he really let them have it with both barrels. 11 o'clock hour, about 11:30, he got up to preach. 12 o'clock, he was still going strong. 12:15, you could see all the men fidgeting. 12:30, they just didn't think he was ever going to stop. And about a quarter till, he decided to wrap it up, and they sang about 52 stanzas of Just As I Am. And there was a gentleman on the sea right about where Charles is. Now, I don't know how you folks do it here, but in this particular church, the guest preacher went, or the preacher went to the back door, and his folks filed out. They would say all the pleasantries, and the folks came out to this guest preacher and said, nice message, Pastor. We really enjoyed it. But this one gentleman where Charles sits came out and said, Pastor, your message this morning was like the wisdom of God. And the guest minister just should have known better. He should have left it alone. But he didn't. He says, well, what do you mean it was like the wisdom of God? And the gentleman said, well, I couldn't comprehend it, and you endured forever. So this morning, when I bring the message to you, I pray that there is some wisdom, but I do promise you, I will not endure forever. As we turn our hearts to the Scriptures this morning, I want us to pause for a few moments and to have each of you visualize in your mind. Visualize the ways that God has blessed you in the past. Do that just for a moment. Run a mental picture through your mind of the ways that God has blessed you in the past. Can you all see that? Now I want you to lay that aside for a moment. And I want you to think about, again, get that mental picture in your mind of the ways that God blesses you today. Today. And now I want you to lay that aside. And I want you to begin thinking about how God is going to bless you in the future. As you hear the Scriptures read this morning, I want us to be forward thinking. And I think in a moment you'll know what I'm talking about. I don't have one particular text that I'm going to read for you. There are several different texts that come from several different translations. Hear the Word of God. The Israelites were gathered at the Red Sea, and Pharaoh's chariots were pounding down upon them. There was nowhere to go, and certain death was imminent. Moses said, "Do not be afraid, but stand firm and see the deliverance of the Lord and what He will accomplish for you today." And he took the staff, and he parted the waters. Gideon said to God, "Show me the impossible. I'm putting a piece of wool on the threshing floor. In the morning, if it's wet and the ground is dry all around, I will know that you will want me to deliver Israel by your hand." And when Gideon got up the next morning, he wrung enough water from the fleece to fill a bowl of water, but the ground was bone dry. A woman who had been ill for 12 years believed in the possibility that if I only touch his garment, my life will be changed. She did, and she was healed. The disciples said to Jesus, "Send the crowd away so that they can find food." And Jesus said, "Do the impossible. You feed them." "Lord, we have nothing but 5 loaves and 2 fish. And that day he fed 5,000, and they were full. Jesus said, "For truly I tell you that if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you." And then finally Jesus said, "Greater things will you do." Did you hear that? "Greater things will you do because I ascend to my Father. My friends, my message this morning is titled, All Things are Possible.